Yeah, that was a beginning of a very good relationship with someone like Chris Elphick, a community worker that understood what we could do and could champion us and saw us a creative vehicle to move things on, to do different things from what he was doing before, which was moribund, basically, you know, kind of try encouraging people to read, you know, and they, well, actually, let's have a bit of fun. So that's what we've said, let's have some fun and maybe radio will come from it. You know, they might have to read because they're going to play the part in the Beano story and they're going to have to read the lines. So that started us touring. So we created almost a touring company and we went all over the place. Manchester, Hull, and we devised a thing which we called the two-week project, which was whereby you'd go and introduce yourself, you'd have fun and games, you'd determine a serious project that would make a legacy, and then you would engage the community in creating that legacy, and usually it was the environmental improvement. But we started off with theatre performance workshops that would lead to a permanent legacy. In 2 weeks you'd do it. So sometimes it ended up in painting a mural, sometimes it made a garden, sometimes it was a parade through the streets of a carnival or whatever. But it was, you know, community arts, I've used the term now at its best, whereby you are seen as professional workers going into a community with a scenario of how to get things to create change in that community and how to engage that community in it so they took ownership, so it was theirs. So, you know, that's what that was about. And the, you know, all the work we did in Canning Town, Stratford and the other events that we had done all led up to the formulas, if you like, not that it was formulaic, but the way of doing this they could structure other people in who didn't particularly have visual arts training. I'm talking about professionals who were theatre people, but they kind of believed in the notion of doing things with people. But they hadn't been through the same kind of grounding as me, Barbara and Jim. And really, we became extremely successful at that. And we, our grant scenario, oh, of course we haven't got to that yet. On the other side, so on the creative side, we did some fantastic work. Some of it led to murals, but it wasn't about making marks on walls. It wasn't about protest. It was about empowering people to help themselves.